Programming language design. Syntactic sugar over data streams. For ladies. This is not a subject we can discuss for long, so I must be brief, but this is an important subject for the age of AI, where you don't have to do all the programming. From a high-level perspective, there is a problem with programming languages. They execute statements line by line, but that is not how the world works. The world is an information super pipe, or stream, not highway. The languages of today that go line by line do nothing for the pipes of data. Is there data that is not in a pipe? No, because majority is data pipes. In our quest for simplicity, we must convert everything else to be a data pipe too. This means you don't do line-by-line programming even when you click a button to add a user to a database. You have to create an action that you then send in for processing. A huge bonus? You can send that action with a reverse action. And that's your undo and redo for free. Because everything is a stream, you can capture the most recent actions into an undo, redo history and go up and down. To be honest, what line-by-line programming is good at is creating programs that we need to make pipes work. Now, for those of us who are learning, processing streams of data is not going to be fun, because you are no longer able to say, here is what I want you to do when I click this button. You now have to send an action down some pipeline that has an action processor, and how the heck do you update the user interface even? But pipes have another bonus. See, they don't have to wait for lines of code to reach the end of a function. Pipes are always ready to accept data and all at once. Only when you combine them or capture data into a signal or a reactive variable does information pause for you. This means the user interface can be used by multiple remote users, or you can transparently receive data from your database. So, you kind of update the user interface automatically. You take care of the user, you send the action into processing, and the processing will send an action into the database, the database will save the data, and the server will send the update back to you. You can short-circuit this process by creating an optimistic update, so you already show the data on the screen while it travels to the database and back. But you get the idea. The thing that updates your interface is the same thing that first shows the data in the database. Yeah? So you don't have to update the screen. You just reuse the original part that updated the data from the database. Data pipes means automatic changes to your user interface. The syntax, the combining and recombining of pipes, is a little bit scary. But there is something we may be able to do, and that something is the creation of an XML-based programming language. Specific to your purpose, it's like a macro language that you put on top of your application. This language will layer familiar concepts, like for each and step-by-step things over the pipes. You will be programming line by line, enter name, print name, but the program beneath will be assembling pipelines. output of enter name is connected to input of print name. And the whole pipeline follows.
Well, technically, to be accurate with the earlier example, enter name will send data to the database, the database will respond with an update to your application, and then your application will run the print name. This type of programming, as you can tell, does not stop in your program. It reaches out to iterate over processing queues out there and databases and even remote agents, artificial intelligence or otherwise. I will close by explaining to you how a temporary, unpredictable stream can be shaped to produce a normal variable in our syntactic sugar world, such as username, for example. Beneath our variable declaration, we simply listen to the stream of data filtering for a packet named username. When that data arrives from a successful database connection that will give us latest application information, we capture the latest value in a reactive variable. It looks normal in our syntactic sugar world. Username equals db.username. So we assign db.username to username. And then we can say window title equals username. We now put the username in the window title. But in the pipe world beneath, we do not assign to the window title. That is just the syntactic sugar making things easy for us. Beneath, the window title, having a clearly defined interest in the username, subscribes to the reactive username variable. That subscription will update window title when the username changes. And you can see the benefit here. You never have to check if username has changed to update the window title again.
You have now been bitten by the programming bug. And now, slowly, the crafting of your own programming language will grab you by the button. Welcome. Welcome to the world of programming. Glad to have you. Goodness knows we need another programming language.